situation in Yemen is extremely critical. There has been intense fighting over the last few hours, especially in Aden. And our colleagues in Aden, as well as the Yemen Red Crescent teams, they tell us that there are dead bodies scattered in the streets in Aden. And people have not been able to go out of their homes and, you know, just to venture out, just to get some food or water. Most of them are just staying home and they are really afraid of going out. This is an extremely difficult situation for the humanitarian workers to move around. And for the time being, our teams are also trying their best to at least go out and assess the situation and understand. We know that the hospitals are already inundated with the patients and they are running very, very low on the medical supplies. But at the same time, there are many other urgent needs as well. But for the time being, it will still take us some time to go out and assess the latest, especially in Aden.
Is the reason why you're unable to get this aid in there because of the concern for your workers?
No, the reason why we haven't been able to get our aid to Yemen so far was in the beginning we did not have the green light from the parties and from the coalition to bring in our planes, because right now we need to send at least 48 tons of medical supplies to Yemen, and our supplies are in different locations. We have a warehouse in Jordan in Amman, and we have one here in Geneva, and then we also have a team that is a surgical team that is waiting in Djibouti. But in the beginning, we did not have that permission. And yesterday, there were some positive developments, and we got the permission from the coalition to bring at least one cargo plane and one passenger plane to Yemen. So this passenger plane was needed because the ICRC had to bring in some specialized staff and relocate some others from Yemen to Djibouti. This was done this morning as planned. But so far, we have not been able to bring in any cargo plane because of the situation in Yemen. There are less and less airlines that are willing or able or allowed to go to Yemen these days. So now we are still trying to find a cargo plane which could take at least some of the 48 tons of medical supplies we want to send to Yemen. So far, we have not been able to do that, and we are trying our best to find a cargo plane as soon as we can.
What kind of aid are you providing?
The most urgent needs in Yemen are in the hospitals, where there are dozens of wounded patients that are arriving every hour. And that's why our priority is to supply the local hospitals with medicines and also the surgical kits that are needed to treat the war wounded patients. We have been supplying these hospitals across the country over the last few weeks already now. But now our stocks that were available in Yemen are very limited, and the hospitals are running very low on the supplies that we had provided before. So if we do not manage to bring in more medical supplies to the country, I'm afraid that many more people will die because they will not have timely treatment.